December 8, 1923, the Immaculate Conception of the Most Holy Virgin. To be able to conceive the Son of God, she was conceived eternally in the life and in the works, in the sufferings and in the merits of the Incarnate Word. I was thinking about the Immaculate Conception of my Queen Mama, and after I received Holy Communion, my always adorable Jesus made himself seen in my interior, as though inside a room filled with light. In this light he was showing all he did during the course of his life. One could see, lined up in order, all his merits, his works, his pains, his wounds, his blood, and all that the life of a man God contained, as though in the act of protecting a soul, very, very dear to him from the slightest evil that could possibly shadow her. I was stupefied in seeing so much attention from Jesus, and he said to me, "To my little newborn I want to make known the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin, conceived without sin. First you must know that my divinity is one single act. All its acts concentrate into a single one. This is what it means to be God, the greatest portent of our divine essence, not to be subject to succession of acts. And if to the creature it seems that we now do something, and now something else, it is, rather, that we allow her to know what is within that single act. And since the creature is incapable of knowing it all at once, we allow her to know it little by little. Now, everything that I, Eternal Word, was to do in my assumed humanity, formed one act with that single act contained in my divinity. Therefore, before this noble creature was conceived, everything that the Eternal Word was to do upon earth already existed. And so, in the act of the conception of this virgin, all my merits, my pains, my blood, and all that the life of a man God contained, lined up around her conception. She was conceived in the interminable abysses of my merits, of my divine blood, and in the immense sea of my sufferings. By virtue of them, she remained immaculate, beautiful and pure. Since my incalculable merits barred a way to the enemy, he could do no harm to her. It is fair that the one who was to conceive the Son of a God, had to first be conceived in the works of this God, to be able to have the virtue of conceiving that Word, who was to come to redeem humankind. Therefore, first she was conceived in me, and then I was conceived in her. There was nothing left but to make it known to the creatures at the appropriate time, although in the divinity it was already done. Therefore, the one who most gathered the fruits of redemption, or rather, who received its complete fruit, was this excelling creature. Having been conceived in it, she loved, esteemed and kept as her own, everything that the Son of God did upon earth. Oh, the beauty of this tender little one! She was a prodigy of grace, a portent of our divinity. She grew up as our own daughter. She was our decorum, our joy, our honor and our glory. While Jesus was saying this, I was thinking in my mind, it is true that the Queen Mama was conceived in the interminable merits of my Jesus, but her blood, her body, were conceived in the womb of Saint Anne, who is not exempt from original sin. So, how can it be that she inherited nothing of the many evils which we all have inherited from the sin of our first father Adam? And Jesus, my daughter, you have not yet understood that all the evil is in the will. It was the will that crushed man, that is, his nature, not nature that crushed the will of man. Nature remained in its place, just as it was created by me. Nothing changed. It was his will that changed, and put itself against nothing less than a divine will. This rebellious will crushed his nature, debilitating it, contaminating it, and rendering it slave to most vile passions. It happened as to a container full of fragrances or precious objects. If it is emptied and then filled with rottenness or vile things, does the container perhaps change? The content has changed, but the container is always the same. At the most, it becomes more or less estimable, depending on what it contains. Such was man. Now, to be conceived in the womb of a creature of the human race did no harm to my mama, because her soul was immune to every sin. There was no division between her will and the will of her God. The divine currents found no obstacle or opposition in pouring out into her. In every instant she was under the pouring rain of new graces. So, with this will and this soul, all holy, all pure, all beautiful, the container of her body which she received from her mother, remained fragrant, restored, ordered, divinized, in such a way as to be exempt from all the natural troubles by which human nature is invaded. Ah, yes. She was the one who received the seed of the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven. And this ennobled her and restored her to her origin, as man was created by us, before he sinned. Even more, it made her surpass it. It embellished her even more, through the continuous flows of that Fiat, which is the singular virtue of reproducing images fully similar to the one who created them. And by virtue of the divine will acting in her, one can say that what God is by nature, she is by grace. Our will can do anything and can reach everywhere, when the soul gives us the freedom to act, and does not interrupt our work with her own will.